by Joan Elshire. When I first saw Lorna and Boaz Cohen at a variety show or a library-sponsored concert, I was eager to get to know them and sensed that they would contribute to life in our town in important ways. I soon experienced Lorna's warmth, her care for the people she met, her radiant smile, and her insights, which I can truly call her wisdom. Lorna's interest in the library soon led to her being invited to become a trustee, and to her staffing every Wednesday from 12 to 2. Almost always, when I came to relieve her at 2, I would find that someone had pulled up a chair to talk with her. A mother in her 20s might be discussing yoga or asking Lorna's advice. A man in his 80s might be warmed by her attention. She said to me once that she missed her former work as a psychotherapist because of the way she came to know her clients' inner lives. But I think she was practicing her profession, her art, in her retirement, informally, with her careful listening and helping everyone she met. Lorna belonged to a book club of other therapists and often asked me to find books for her, uncommon and thought-provoking works of fiction that gave me a sense of her tastes and enthusiasms. Hers was a book club I would have liked to be in, to have the benefit of her original, thoughtful perspectives. Lorna was also a passionate advocate of human rights and stirred our local group of Amnesty International to renewed activity after a hiatus. Her concern for each unjustly held prisoner and her enthusiasm for Amnesty's patient method of writing letters to officials on a prisoner's behalf kept our group energized while she participated. When Lorna's illness made it hard for her to attend library meetings, and eventually to staff, we all felt the loss of her presence, but knew that she continued to be involved in the library's work through her interest and her request for books up to her very last weeks. And although Lorna was no longer serving as she had been, Boaz, her true and remarkable partner, helped in the most essential ways by picking up the trash and recycling and supporting our concerts and fundraisers. Most of all, I was touched by Lorna's optimism, her belief in the good in all people, and the beauty of her spirit. We have been lucky and have been changed in knowing her. So, Sherry, do you want to go next?
Well, I'm so glad to see so many people here today, and I'm not surprised, because I think in her own quiet way, Lorna touched many, many lives. I know for me, from the very beginning of meeting her, I was struck by her beautiful mind. She had a way of capturing not just the broad sweep of the human experience, but the minutiae, in a way that always gave me pause and taught me something important about the human experience and my own experience of my spirituality. And for that, I will always be very grateful. And I was always impressed with the beautiful relationship that Boaz and Lorna showed, one in which they each stood independently and didn't shade one another, but gave each other strength to be who they wanted to be. And that's a beautiful thing. And that's a thing that comes from experience and from good hearts. And that certainly describes them both. I miss Lorna a lot. I miss her calm, quiet, steady observations, I miss her wisdom, and most of all, I miss that smile. Thank you.
Is anywhere close to adequate. And how can you put such a remarkable human being and such a remarkable life into words. When I try to describe the whole of Lorna, I inevitably fall into cliches. She was a fundamentally good person. She cared about others. She deeply affected the people around her. But these things could be said by about many lesser souls. Anytime you resort to generalities, you get an indistinct picture, a description lacking in particularity that also lacks individuality. Looking at details is somewhat better. I remember her deep kindness to me when I was feeling particularly sad. I remember talking to her about her great enjoyment of music, or of going to a dousing convention, or of just sitting and looking out at the pond behind her house in all of its seasons and all of its changes. But looking at a collection of details isn't enough either. The details are the best part of what I have to remember, but they don't add up to the whole of who Lorna was, and no collection of particulars can describe the whole meaning of her life. But Lorna was a blessing to me, and I think to a large number of those here. And in spite of great diversity, she made her whole life a benefit to others. She cheered me up, she taught me, and she modeled a way to live a thoughtful, engaged, and spiritual life. I deeply treasured her as a friend. I will continue to treasure her memory. I send her my blessings. I send her my affection. I send her my deep gratitude. And as long as I live, a part of her will live on in my heart.
So those were the people I knew wanted to speak. So now we'll open it to those, anyone who wants to share.
On my way in today, I was telling Lindra about the last time that I saw Lorna and spoke to her. It may not have been the last time I saw her, but the last time I spoke to her. It was late last spring after church was out, I think, but we had a leadership meeting at Perez and Lorna's place. And when it was over, and Erica was there with me. She may remember this moment. Boaz was out back in the barn. This seemed to remind Lorna, because she began to smile, that radiant smile that people have already referred to. And then she said, our grandson was here the other day, and it was early in the morning, and there was a mist, so that huge barn back there was completely obliterated by the mist. And the grandchild looked out and said, Grandma, where'd the barn go? And there was just this great big smile on her face. And that's the image I'll always have of her.
beautiful being passed from this earth, I kept trying to think of something I could do to express my grief. One night, Kurt and I had a fire and then fireworks in the yard. Another time, a drumming circle. Other times, over and over again, a toasted to your wonder. But what has really gotten me through these past 4 months is seeing in my mind's eye your sweet face smiling back at me and hearing your voice of reassurance. I can picture it right now. Close your eyes with me for just a moment. There it is, a smile, a twinkle in your eye, and then you say, I think that sounds great. Each time I'm greeted with your energy in this way, I am reminded how blessed I was to know you, laugh with you, share your wisdom, and witness your gifts in this way.
In the 16th century, two sailors stood on a pier in England, one about to set sail on a long and no doubt mysterious voyage. That would be Sir Francis Walsingham. His friend came down to the pier to see him off. That would be Sir Francis Drake. Drake said to Walsingham, "There must be a beginning of every great matter, but it's the continuing on to the end, until it be thoroughly finished, that yields the true glory." That's a favorite saying of mine, and Lorna and Boaz exemplify that spirit. That courage, that envious quality, better than anybody else I've ever known.
Lorna and I'm happy to say that I believe that Lorna and I were good friends. I don't work on Mondays, and many Mondays we talk to each other, and we have kind of a phone date. And Lorna and I were also, I consider her like a meditation buddy. She was a real ally with me in my attempts to be a meditator, which she was very good. I consider myself so fortunate to have been able to have seen Lorna about 12 hours before she died. I'm a nurse and I work at the hospital, and she was in a palliative care room. And I was with her at her bedside about 12 hours before she died. And her strength is amazing. She had this disease that just robbed her of her vitality and her mobility and so much of her physical self. And she was close to death when I was with her. And but still, I would ask her a question. I tried not to tax her too much. I would ask her a question, like I think I asked her about, we're waiting for Derek, right? She was waiting for Derek to arrive from the South. And she would come back, I could see it in her eyes, she would come back to us, and she would nod her head, and then she would go back to wherever she was. And I could just tell that it was that strength that was just incredible about her. And while she lived, I knew her for, I think I knew her for about 15 years. So I saw her her physical losses as she became less and less mobile and well. And she was so graceful about it. We all know that she had this awful disease, and she was just so elegant and graceful and courageous about it. It's just amazing. So I think of her really often. I'm surprised at how often I think about her. My father died 2 months before her, and I think about Lorna more than I did my father. I miss her, and I feel grateful to have known her, and I feel like she will always be with me.
I was thinking about the night that we had the hot dog supper at the Cafe and Herbs, and she sat at the end of the table with us and our son Tom's family, and she so enjoyed the children, she told me, and they behaved quite well. But I was so happy that she could get that enjoyment from the children being at the same table with her. And I enjoyed having her with us, too.
Beautiful Buddhist smile, playful, genuine, emitting positive energy with her whole being. Seeker, seeker, always seeking, loving, smiling, listening, and dancing with all of us. And actually, this scarf is, I love it. One of my favorites. I want to say it just always reminded me of Lorna because of all the joy and beautiful vibrant colors that are in it. And the hearts, because she always was so loving with all of us.
This is very, very hard for me because I always feel like I have for writing the article. Cliches, but they were really true with her. If you're open to seeing, when she looked at you, there was no rush. She was there with you for this. Gave you as much as you could handle. Most of us don't really look at anything or see anything. And one of the most beautiful things with her was if you were available, you were surrounded. And I just felt this particular thing a few minutes ago. So I've been thinking about it before.
I didn't think I was going to have anything to say, but I agree with everyone else about Lorna's just generosity of herself and her soul and spirit, which always touched me. But I also want to give to a nod to what I saw in her eyes as rebel biker chick.
It's going to be a little hard to put this into words, but Lorna and I were close friends. I think we got bond from the time she moved here because we've both been psychotherapists and clinical social workers for a long time. That was kind of the beginning of the relationship, but I guess I would say I agree with everything else that's been said, but I just especially want to mention that Lorna and I used to have tea on a fairly regular basis. I really wish that it was more often now that she's gone. But those were very special times. She always surprised me with something. She'd say, "Kathy, now, I'm thinking about something new." And she would always surprise me. And we shared about everything. A lot about our kids. That was another bond we had, parenting. But she was a very, very good friend, and I miss her a lot. I think often of wishing that I could speak with her about things. As things do come up and life can be difficult, and she was always there for me, and it was a relationship and a friendship I won't ever forget. And I think I've learned a lot. I think I continue to learn from her. The more I think about the things that she shared with me and the things that we shared together, so. I just wanted you to know that, Boaz.
ditto all the lot of experiences that you can think about Lorna and the past. But I can say for me personally, when I got to know her over the years more intimately, and she would tell me stories or share stories, sometimes in small groups or, you know, the two of us. But she had some incredible stories that would just make me belly. We both would be there belly laughing together. It did, she would tell me a story of younger years that you just had to belly laugh because it wasn't an experience she was doing that. But anyway, so I could share a lot of the things that everybody's saying. But since she's been gone, you know, I just knew she had this raging, wild energy. You know, I could feel it sometimes when I talked to her and saw her, or from her stories or her past. But recently, since she'd actually been gone, some of my most intimate moments were by myself outside in nature. I don't know, sometimes, you know, and recently I've been skiing more. I've been out at night skiing, and that's a blown away experience. I forget how beautiful it is at night. But in thinking about her and thinking about this experience today, I had two or three times where I really felt her extremely strongly. And I got to share those with you. One day I was just out skiing. When I'm out by myself, it's black, pitch black. And this one night, when you know, clouds opened up and a whole plethora of stars and the moon just came shining through, and I just thought of her. I don't know why. She was the person that came to my mind. Because it was just a quick visual, big open sky. I stood out there. You know, I felt there was some connection. She was reaching for me, but maybe I had her on my mind. And then I just felt better the other day. I was out skiing, and I went out into the field, and the coyotes were just close and loud. And I could just feel her wild, raging energy. She was the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, God, playing with my head tonight. You make me think about, you know, my safety or whatever, you know. But I was just enjoying hearing the coyotes howling. And then, as quick as they were howling, and 15 minutes later, 10 minutes later, they went away. So I think even now, I feel her, you know, I think of my past with her, but I still feel she has a wild, raging energy that I can still, when that moment's there, I go, ah, Lorna, there you go. I can feel her, like, just connecting with me. And so I still, and I don't always feel that with my own, you know, people that I know, but she, and a few others, I know she's out there.
Just want to say a couple things. And
one thing I don't think has been mentioned enough is what an important community and place this was to Laura. I think she really loved coming here. And I remember one day talking with her about a copy of her books, and I mentioned that I read science fiction sci-fi books. So she said, I never read any of those. So I said, well, I just read a book that's pretty good, and I shared it with her, and she loved it. So that was something of my claim to fame. I felt that Lorna always gave so much to this community. I felt sort of proud that I turned around to science fiction. And she read a few more books, and we enjoyed discussing them.
So my own interactions with Lorna came mostly in the context of the Committee on Ministry, which is a special and important group of people who work with me to support the ministry of the congregation, but are also my go-to people for when I have questions or I can't figure out what's happening or I need support. And she was always, as everyone has said, had immense time and compassion and warmth and genuineness. She also had this habit of asking me the questions that made me think about the situation in a different light, or that pushed me to be more courageous in my responses than I had been thinking before, which was something I really appreciated about her, sort of ability to cut through the mess and get to the heart of what was happening and what needed to happen, sort of show me the way that way. So, in addition to all of the things that all of you have already said, that was something else that I deeply appreciated about her. One of the things that she was interested in, one of her passions, was singing bowls, crystal singing bowls, and we have one here. I guess Jean Marie was going to introduce it, is that true? So, do you want to come tell us about it? Quite a few years ago, I don't really remember exactly when it was, but I had an experience where someone did a bowl session, as they say, with crystal bowls. And this happened in Colorado. I was visiting one of my brothers, and it was such a powerful, incredible experience for me that when I came back home to Vermont, I started talking about it to everybody who I thought might be open to hearing about it. And of course, Lorna was one of those people. And I actually was able to bring the person who had done the bowl session with me in Colorado here to Vermont. And she gave a workshop for a few of us that were interested in learning more about it. And Lorna attended that. And then the person, Angela was her name, she offered to do bowl sessions with people. And basically, it meant there were 7, 12? Bowls. There's bowls that align with the chakras. So 7 bowls, right, with the chakras. And actually, Angela would place the bowl on your body and then play it. And Boaz is going to give you a demonstration a little bit. And the energy is healing energy, and it's wonderful, fabulous, incredible energy. And Lorna and Freda and a few other friends, we really were very excited about this, and Lorna, in true Lorna fashion, went out and bought a whole set of bowls, for which all of us in Vermont were very grateful, because that meant, you know, that we could kind of continue to have the bowls in our life, and so Lorna would play the bowls, and Boaz would play the bowls, and they seemed to really enjoy it and love it too, and they would sometimes, you know, do bowl sessions with people. And I actually had occasion, probably more than most, to go to the house and have bowl sessions. for which I was very grateful. And even in one time, in kind of an emergency crisis that I was in, I just called and said, I need this. And, you know, it wasn't convenient for them, and they had other plans, but they said, no, come on up. And it truly, it allowed me to deal with some really difficult emotional stuff and to process it and to feel some healing with it. And I'm just so grateful. And now Boaz has been playing the bowls too for a long time, so he still has them, and we're going to continue having bowl sessions. And this is the heart chakra bowl, which I think is quite appropriate to bring to represent Lorna. And you'll get to experience a little bit of what it's like. It's kind of otherworldly and magical and just like Lorna.
Thank you.
So, as several of you have said, this is, of course, not the end. All of the memories that have been shared today remain in our hearts, and her presence stays with us. I also invite you to continue sharing stories and memories of her this afternoon as we enjoy the pictures. There are some great pictures and a story from a magazine about motorcycling women, a profile of her, on the back table, and there's refreshments on the other back table. So I invite you to continue sharing stories and memories as they come to you today and after today, as we go forth in love and in memory of her. So thank you all again for coming, and please join us for refreshments and pictures and more memories. Thank you.